karma in history. Buddhists talk about karma. Christians talk about deeds. Taoists talk about de. Other spiritual beings talk about the virtue. These are different words, but the same thing. Millions of people have heard about karma. Millions of people believe in karma. Millions of people desperately want to clear their own bad karma. How important is karma for our lives? In the soul-led era, the divine told me that I must offer karma cleansing and teaching. The divine gave me the honor to cleansing the bad karma of human beings in July 2003, when I was chosen as a divine servant and a servant of humanity. But I do not actually clear karma. The divine clears karma. The divine chose me as a divine servant to offer divine karma cleansing to humanity. I have offered this divine service to thousands of people worldwide. Their stories are heart-touching and leave me speechless. They include recovery from life-threatening conditions such as liver cancer, paralysis due to stroke, heart attacks, genetic sicknesses in newborn babies, kidney failure, and many other conditions that the doctors viewed as hopeless. People are in wonder, touched, and deeply moved by the life transformation from receiving the divine karma cleansing. People are very honored to receive great healing results. They come to thank me. I always reply instantly, "Please do not thank me. Thank the divine. The divine did the healing for you. I am your servant. I am the servant and the vehicle of the divine. I requested the divine to offer healing to you." Since the divine chose me as a divine servant, vehicle, and a channel, in every healing that I offer worldwide, divine is doing the healing. This is what the divine told me on the day the divine chose me as his servant. Since then, it has always been the case. I cannot bow to and honor the divine enough for being chosen as a servant of divine and a servant of humanity and all souls as well. All the credit belongs to the divine. I'm so happy to be a divine servant. I'm extremely honored to offer divine creation, to create divine healers, divine writers, divine editors, divine singers, divine music composers, and more. I'm extremely honored to offer countless divine soul transplants to humanity and all souls. I am extremely honored to offer divine karma cleansing to remove the spiritual deaths of human beings and other souls. What is karma? Karma is the record of services. Karma is the term used in the Buddhist teaching. Taoists use the term de. Christians use the term deed. Many other spiritual beings use the term virtue. Karma, de, virtue, deed are the same thing but in a different words. To understand karma is to understand all of these words. Karma can be divided into good karma and bad karma. Good karma is the record of one's good services in all past lives and in this life. Good karma includes love, care, compassion, sincerity, honesty, generosity, kindness, purity, and all other kinds of good service. Bad karma is the record of one's unpleasant services, including killing, harming, taking advantage, cheating, stealing, and all other kinds of unpleasant service. Why we have to understand karma? In April 2003, at the Land of Medicine Buddha in California, Well, I bowed to listen when the divine came while I was teaching a workshop. The divine delivered a major spiritual law, the universal law of universal service. With this spiritual law, the divine completely explained the karma issues. In summary, the divine said, offer a little good service, receive a little blessing from the universe and me. Offer more good service, receive more blessing from the universe and me. Offer unconditional universal service, receive unlimited blessings from the universe and me. The divine then taught me, offer a little unpleasant service, learn a little lesson from the universe and me. Offer more unpleasant service, learn bigger lessons from the universe and me. Offer huge unpleasant service, learn huge lessons from the universe and me. I asked the divine, what lessons will a person learn? Divine replied, the lessons include sickness, broken relationships, financial challenges, mental confusion, and emotional imbalances. They could be blockages in any aspect of life. After listening to this spiritual law of universal service, I realized that it is how heaven and the divine operate Mother Earth and all universes. I instantly made a vow to be an unconditional universal servant for the divine and humanity as well as for all souls. Upon hearing my vow, the divine smiled and laughed. This personal story explains clearly how karma affects our lives. Good karma blesses your life. Bad karma creates all kinds of lessons and blockages in your life. The power of karma, the root cause of success and failure in every aspect of life. The universal law of universal service was delivered only a few years ago, just before the beginning of soul light era. However, this law is not a new teaching. Karma issues has been taught for thousands of years. The essence can be stated in one sentence, which I receive as inspiration from divine teaching. Karma is root cause of success and failure in every aspect of life. One's success depends on one's good service in previous lives and this life. One's blockages are due to one's unpleasant service in previous lives and this life. Your ancestors' karma also affects your life. There are many great stories in history that show that the karma is the root cause of success and failure in every aspect of life. Allow me to share a few of them. More than 4,000 years ago in ancient China, Emperor Sun was the first major teacher in Chinese history of respect and honor for one's parents and others. Emperor Sun had a unique personality. Extremely modest, he never blamed anyone for any problems. If anything that was related to him turned out badly in his kingdom, he always took full responsibility and said it was his mistake. If his workers didn't perform well, he always felt that he didn't teach them well enough. Even though he was not treated well by his own family, he never complained. He focused on his own shortcomings and always gave his family love, compassion, and respect. He was a great example of a spiritual being with tremendous self-discipline. His reign lasted a half century, during which he accumulated great virtue for his country. His descendants flourished. Commonly known as Confucius in the West, Kongzi's whole life's teaching was to respect one's parents, to honor the principles and the laws of one's country, and to be kind to others. To this day, he has had hundreds of descendants worldwide with extremely blessed lives. Many of them received honored titles and high positions in the imperial courts of China. Others had a great financial and business success. Today, the descendants of Kongzi can be found in high government, academic, and business positions across Asia. During the Han Dynasty, the emperors and their ministers used Confucius and Manchus teaching to structure education. Manchus is Mengzi, the leading interpreter of the Confucianism. Before the Han Dynasty, there were hundreds of teachings and theories about education. The government wanted to unite the country under one approach to educate all human beings in China. They chose the teaching of Confucius as the teaching for the whole country. Confucianism remained a foundation of Chinese culture from the Han Dynasty to the Qin Dynasty, a span of nearly 2,000 years. Confucius taught that the family, including the harmonized husband and wife, is the key for harmony and flourishing. How can a husband perform his duties and responsibilities well? How can a wife be a good wife? How should one deal with other family members, parents, children, brothers, and sisters? Each family member has his and her own responsibilities. Accomplishing one's own responsibilities and doing well in one's own tasks will help create a harmonized family. Then, as ancient spiritual teaching states, a harmonized family will bring flourishing. Confucius also taught about relationships in a workplace. How does one deal with the work under the leaders of any organization? In fact, Confucius also taught that across the whole country, everyone is a brother and a sister. Think about the whole country as one big family. Unity and harmony in the whole family are very important. The fundamental teaching of Confucius is summarized as follows. Study, respect, kindness, and service. Develop the wisdom and the knowledge to understand everything in the universe. Practice honesty and sincerity to others. Purify and cultivate your heart. Purify and cultivate your body. Harmonize the family. Transform the country. Create a peaceful society and country. This ancient teaching is ignored or not taught enough in the modern day schools. Modern teaching has emphasized the rational, the scientific, and the pragmatic more than the ethical, the moral, or virtuous. However, the student must be taught standards for being a kind being and a pure servant. Students must be given wisdom that to serve others is a great honor. They need to understand the importance of offering love, forgiveness, peace, harmony, sincerity, and honesty to others. Lack of education about purifying the heart and soul leaves students with no standard in their hearts and minds for being a good person. When they grow up, selfishness, greed, struggles for power, and ego easily occupy their hearts and minds. Therefore, all kinds of problems arise easily. The history of education in China gives us deep insight into the transformation of consciousness and the purification of the heart. This process must start with babies and children. It must start from every family. In order to create love, peace, and harmony for humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes, purification of soul, heart, mind, and body must start with the individuals and then proceed to every family member, to society, to the country, and finally to all humanity. 释迦牟尼佛, the founder of Buddhism, emphasized purification of the heart. One of his most profound teachings is 明心见性. 明 literally means to purify and enlighten. 心 means heart. 见 means to see. 性 means your true self, which means your soul. 明心见性 can be translated as purify and enlighten your heart to see your soul, which is the true nature and your true self. 释迦牟尼佛 also taught that to heal sickness, one must heal the heart first. He emphasized the purification of the heart and the soul in all of his teachings. In essence, he offers the same teaching as Confucius, but from a different perspective and with different emphasis. The flip side of the great good service that these ancient masters have offered is the flip side of the universal law of universal service. If one offers much unpleasant service, one will learn very heavy lessons. This is a spiritual law administered by the Akashic Records. Again, let us observe Chinese history. There have been many dynasties and thousands of the generals. Usually, a general's descendants do not have blessed lives. Very often, a general's family does not even survive for three generations beyond him. Many descendants die from sickness or in disasters. Their children are very often very poor, and their daughters and granddaughters may turn to prostitution. What is the true reason for this? It is because the generals killed so many people in wars. Among the thousands of generals in all the dynasties in Chinese history, it is difficult to find more than 10 who have successful and blessed descendants. One famous example of a general with successful descendants is Zi Yiguo, a big general in the Tang dynasty. He was very kind and accumulated great virtue. He was not a typical general who focused on killing enemies. He was very thoughtful and considerate. He sent orders not to harm civilians. As a result, he has had many, many generations of successful descendants. General Cao Han, a general in the Song dynasty, killed lots of people without any care or concern. His daughter became a prostitute. His descendants didn't last to the third generation. His entire lineage ended. Cao Bin was another general in the Song dynasty. He did not kill easily. He did not allow any of his soldiers to bother any farmers or any civilians. He was very serious about this. His descendants flourished for many, many generations. These famous beings in history show the universal law the divine delivered to me in April 2003. If you serve well, you receive blessings. If you serve unpleasantly, you learn lessons. Serve well, be kind, and your descendants will be blessed and successful. Serve unpleasantly, kill and harm, and your descendants will be poor in all kinds of bad situations, and your lineage may even end after a few generations. There is a famous statement from ancient spiritual teaching. Ancestor plants the tree, descendants enjoy the shade. If the ancestor harms, the descendants will learn a lesson. Some people may think this is not fair. If the ancestor made a mistake, why do our descendants have to suffer? Actually, this law is very easy to understand. On Mother Earth, when you do a good job for humanity, you receive all kinds of awards from different societies and countries. You receive true love from humanity. If you kill a person, the police have to catch you and put you in jail to learn lessons. Otherwise, you may continue to kill. Therefore, when you make mistakes, you must learn lessons in order to transform your life. In the spiritual world, if you made mistakes in previous lives, you will learn lessons in this life and your future lives. Your descendants will also learn lessons because they are your lineage. And so, just as they receive benefits of your good service, they must carry the responsibility and learn the lessons for your unpleasant service. This important spiritual law teaches humanity that when you offer good service to others, you will receive blessings for yourself, for your future lives, and for your descendants. If you offer unpleasant service to others, you will learn lessons in this life and the future lives, and so too will your descendants. I have personally understood how karma affects many individuals. When I was a doctor in Asia, a 12-year-old girl suddenly suffered a stroke. For 6 months, she couldn't walk. In fact, she couldn't even move her legs. I was invited to treat this girl with acupuncture. After about 10 treatments, she was able to walk again. The medical diagnosis was simply that she had a blood clot in her brain. I am an MD from China myself. I totally honor conventional modern medicine, but I ask the Akashic Records for the true reason, for the root cause of this girl's stroke. The Akashic Records told me the spiritual reason, which is the true reason. The Akashic Records showed me that her grandfather, who was the banker, cheated many people of a lot of money. This created bad karma that affected his granddaughter. The grandfather loved his granddaughter deeply. He may never have had any idea that his mistakes caused the lesson of such pain and sufferings for his granddaughter. This straightforward spiritual teaching is divine guidance for me to explain to you that many sickness, heartbreaks in relationships, and financial challenges are directly related with karma issues. Cleansing bad karma. Bad karma is a spiritual debt one has accumulated for one's mistakes from all previous lives and this life. It includes killing, harming, taking advantage, cheating, stealing, and more. On Mother Earth, when you buy a house, you take out the mortgage from the bank. This mortgage is your debt to the bank. You pay every month for 15, 20, or 30 years to clear your financial debt. In the spiritual realm, if you have bad karma, you may have to pay for many lifetimes to clear your spiritual debt. On Mother Earth, money is the vehicle of exchange. If you have a debt, you offer money to pay off your debt. How do you pay off a spiritual debt? Virtue is a spiritual money. If you have a spiritual debt, you must pay with virtue. Virtue is a record of services from all your lifetimes. Good virtue has a spiritual value. Good virtue is earned by good service, including love, forgiveness, compassion, peace, sincerity, honesty, generosity, kindness, integrity, purity, and more. If you serve in these good ways, and the Akashic Records will record these services, you are then giving virtue. Let me share an important soul secret. Virtue can be measured by a high-level spiritual being. Good virtue is given as dots and flowers of different colors, red, golden, rainbow, purple, and crystal dots and flowers. 10 small dots form a small flower. 10 small flowers form a big flower. Therefore, a flower carries more virtue than a dot. A big flower carries more virtue than a small flower. It is similar on Mother Earth, where we have denominations of money with different values. 10 and 25 cents coins and a paper currency of 1, 5, 10, $20, and so on. When you offer good service to humanity and others, you are giving different colored dots. Groups of dots will form flowers. If you are doing great service, you can be giving different size of flowers directly. This virtue expressed in dots and flowers will come down to your book in Akashic Records and to your soul at the same time. When these dots and flowers come, the spiritual debt in your Akashic Record book will be paid, little by little. The dark records will be erased, little by little. If you offer a major service to humanity, you can receive huge flowers. Then your dark records, which are the mistakes you made in all past lives and this life, will be removed from your Akashic book. The lessons you were supposed to learn, which include sickness, broken relationships, financial challenges, and all other blockages in every aspect of your life, are cancelled. Your spiritual debt is paid off. There is only one way to clear your own bad karma. Offer unconditional universal service. The more you serve, the faster you will clear your bad karma. Prayers alone is not enough to clear your karma. You must offer service. You must make great efforts to clear your karma. Let me share a profound new way to clear your karma in the soul-led era. This new secret is to sing the soul song, Love, Peace, and Harmony. This soul song was given to me by the Divine in September 2005. Its lyrics are very simple. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. The first line, I love my heart and soul, is to purify your soul, heart, mind, and body. Heal the soul first, then the healing of the mind and the body will follow. The first line is the soul mantra to heal all of your sicknesses. It does take a lot of singing to restore your health from chronic and life-threatening conditions, but it definitely works. This soul mantra is so powerful that it's beyond one's comprehension. Love melts all blockages and transforms all life. The second line, I love all humanity, is to offer service to humanity. Serve others. The divine will give virtue for your service. This virtue will pay your spiritual debt, lessons, blockages, and disasters due to bad karma will be removed. Saying, I love all humanity from the bottom of your heart. This soul mantra will bring a soul healing wave to humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. It could greatly benefit your bad karma cleansing. It may take many years to clear your karma in this way, but it is still one of the most powerful ways to clear your own bad karma. The third line, join hearts and souls together, is a divine calling. To call is to serve. This calling will create great virtue to clear your bad karma. The fourth and the fifth lines, love, peace, and harmony, state the goal of our service. To create love, peace, and harmony for humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. This soul song is simple, but it's a divine mantra for healing, life transformation, and soul enlightenment. It has great power for cleansing karma. You can visit my website to listen to this soul song. There, I offer a few minutes of this soul song as a gift to humanity. In March 2008, the Divine offered the soul of his divine soul song, Love, Peace, and Harmony, as a soul transplant gift to all humanity and all souls. Your soul, everyone's soul, and every soul in the universe have received this priceless, permanent treasure for healing, rejuvenation, and life transformation. Here is how to practice to receive the benefits of this divine gift. Dear soul, mind, and body of divine soul song, love, peace, and harmony, download it to my soul. I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please heal my... Make requests for your physical body, emotional body, mental body, and spiritual body. Please purify my soul, heart, mind, and body. Please clear my bad karma. Please rejuvenate my soul, heart, mind, and body. Please transform my life, including my relationships and finances. Please enlighten my soul, heart, mind, and body. I am very grateful. Thank you. Then sing love, peace, and harmony for a few minutes with all your heart and soul. The longer you sing, the better. Now you may wonder, does this soul song really have the power to do this? My answer is straightforward. Yes, of course. This soul song has power beyond words and thoughts. In order to explain this, I would like to share my personal story of how I received this soul song. On Saturday, September 10, 2005, I visit the Redwoods in Marin County, California, with three of my advanced students. One of them asked me, Master Shah, could you ask Divine for a song for your mission? I replied, of course, I'm delighted to ask for a song from the Divine. I raised my arm to heaven and said, Dear Divine, could you give me a soul song for our mission? Instantly, a beam of rainbow light shot down from the Divine and went through my body from head to toe. I opened my mouth and these words came out. Lula lula li, lula lula la li, lula lula li lula, lula li lula, lula li lula. I had no idea what these words meant, but I knew they were in soul language, the universal language of all souls. I instantly asked the Divine for a translation, which was given to me in Chinese. Then, of course, I knew the exact meaning in English as well. 我爱我心和灵，我爱全人类，万灵融合牧师生，相爱平安和谐，相爱平安和谐。 I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Then I asked the Divine to give me a melody for these words. Instantly, I received it. I was so excited to sing with my three students. Lula, lula, li. Lula, 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 li. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, li. Lula. Lula, li, lula. 我爱我心和灵，我爱全人类，万灵融合牧师生，相爱平安和谐，相爱平安和谐。 I love my heart and soulI love all humanity, join hearts and souls together, love, peace and harmony.Love, peace, and harmony. I was we are singing, a little girl about 2 or 3 years old walked by. She was fascinated to listen to this first divine soul song that I received. She broke out into a big smile and raised both arms above her head.Shaking up and making a very happy sound. Yeah! A few minutes later, she and her mother had walked a couple of 100 feet away. We continued to sing with great joy. The girl was walking farther and farther away. Suddenly, she stopped, turned around to face us, and raised both hands again.Shaking with both arms and screamed, Yay! Again. My student and I sang together for more than 1 hour. We left the redwoods and went to a beach on the ocean. We were singing the whole time. Hungry, we went into a town to have dinner at a crowded and popular restaurant. I kept singing.Three waitresses stopped their work and came to our table to listen to my singing. They stood there for a few minutes, just listening, without moving and speaking. Finally, they asked me, What are you singing? I explained, I'm singing a soul song. They said, It's beautiful. We never heard of soul song before.This story shares how I received my first soul song from the divine. From that moment, I started to share this soul song in every workshop and class I have taught worldwide. Wherever I go, I sing this soul song. Wherever I teach this soul song. Wherever I have the opportunity, I share this soul song. I ask the divine,to download this soul song to humanity and all souls. This soul song is in your heart and soul. It has offered remarkable healing and life transformation to humanity. I have thousands of students worldwide who constantly play the CD of this soul song in their homes or offices to create divine feng shui. I have taught my studentsthat the feng shui is important for life. Feng shui refers to the balance and the movement of energy in a place. Feng Shui literally means wind, water. Wind is yang, water is yin. Feng Shui is yin yang movement. At the same time, Feng Shui represents the condition of the soul. Many people study Feng Shui and adjust Feng Shui in homes and offices. Generally speaking, they are adjusting the energy. However, this is more important to adjust the soul of a home or office. Soul is the boss of life. Singing and playing a CD of divine soul song, love, peace, and harmony, constantly can offer healing, rejuvenation, and life transformation, and create divine feng shui. I am extremely grateful that a divine has given this priceless treasure to humanity. 好,好,好. Thank you, thank you, thank you.